It is Teacher Appreciation Week here on KORNradio.com. Taking a look back at a pretty eventful school year, we're joined by Terry Nebelsek, superintendent in Huron. Terry, how are you?
I am wonderful, and it's great to hear your voice, Travis.
Kind of looking back at the school year here, got about a month to go. What kind of sticks out is where you guys were in Huron in late August to kind of where you guys are at right now?
Well, I would say that the first word that comes to mind is extreme gratitude. That will stick with me throughout this. I am so grateful to all of the people that made it possible for our kids to be in school every day from the beginning of the year to today. We have not missed a day due to COVID, and that had to do with a community that supported us, and teachers and support staff that made it possible, and then parents that trusted the process. So I'm just, gratitude would be my word at this point.
And again, like you mentioned, it's the community. You got the kids in school and the teachers, but what was maybe the parents and maybe those folks that weren't even associated with the Huron School District? How did they respond to kind of what you guys wanted to do this year?
Well, I think what happened was that we were able to get our medical community involved, and a lot of people have a medical connection in the community. They have their doctor or their health support person, et cetera. And I'd be saying this if I wasn't on a Metro radio station. We really learned from each other as we went through this, and our school board let me know that the day after the Mitchell School Board had made the tough decision to begin with masks, our school board got a lot of feedback from our medical community and really made it clear that they wanted to do that here as well. And so we did that from day one, and we did a lot of shielding. And the one thing that I really think our patrons related to was the kids understood the choice was to wear masks and be with their friends or not wear masks and be stuck at home. And after the spring semester was so disrupted, kids really, really wanted to be together and learn and laugh and play and sing. And our community embraced that. I'm just so grateful.
Terry Nebelsek joins us here, superintendent of Huron, looking back at the school year. And you go back to basically 1 year ago. What was that like for you guys? Kind of an abrupt ending to the school year, at least in person. You did some things online, but what did you learn from last year at this time?
Well, what we learned was that when in 5 days' time, we lost a good friend of mine, Representative Bob Glanzer, one of the first victims to COVID. And then his niece, who was a teacher at our private school, James Valley, up here, Mary Hofer, passed away 5 days later from it. And so Huron understood way early the reality of human tragedy if we didn't learn as much as we could learn. So we went to the nth degree, not knowing if it would be contagious on materials. I can remember we let mail sit for 48 hours. Our packets to the students had to sit for 48 hours before a student could pick it up. Our remote learning week kicked in, and I fondly remember two things that I was president of the State Superintendents Association at the time, and the governor's office reached out and asked us to pilot two projects, and we fed the community 3,000 meals out of our food service, 3,000 meals a week from when we got it going in about the late March or first week of April. And I think it was probably by the third week of March we got that going all the way till August 1. And then the other thing they asked us to do was pilot a daycare that would allow medical and emergency workers a place to bring their children in the school so that our hospital could keep going. And so those days it was survive, survive, survive. And then we journeyed through the summer toward what could we do to have our young people have a year as normal as possible. And that's my memories of what has been a long 14-month journey to today.
And what is the evolution of your online learning programs look like from last year to how have you implemented online learning here this year?
I would say that in some districts, online learning was an incredible success. And in our district, I'm very, very candid with people, it was not a good fit. And the few people that were doing well with online learning, it had to do with some home support. It had to do with their learning style. But the amount of lost learning was very significant, and we saw that again in the beginning of the fall. And so where we started out with 20% in online learning, we were down to less than 10% by the end of September. And then the school board supported me in the very bold decision that we ended online learning, distance learning, at the end of December. And the only ones who could be on it had to apply and describe the protocols that they had in place so that their family was not exposed in any other venue, and or that they had fragile grandparents living with them or whatever, and everyone else was following protocols. And so then it dropped down to from the 20% we started with to just a handful of people that were on online learning. And I'm sure there were leaders that were better at leading that than I was, but in our community, it was an affirmation of how critical it is to have day-to-day interaction face-to-face between teachers and students. And so online learning has a place collegiately and a place for certain learners, but I am a huge advocate for in-person, and we really started progressing when we removed that option. Probably one of the only schools mm-hmm. that did that at the semester break.
And when you look at the end of the year, you got your proms and your graduations. How have those things gone thus far as you start to put a cap on this year?
Well, they've been just wonderful so far, knock on wood. Mm-hmm. Our prom is this weekend. But as you know, I have the rare blessing that the school district owns Huron Arena mm-hmm. With a capacity of 6,000 seats. So we could space and let people in to see everything. And the arena balcony allows our parents and grandparents, they won't be down on the floor, but it allows them to be up in the balcony and enjoy Grand March, and our kids have pledged if we would just run it that they'll have masks on during the packed interactions before the Grand March. They can take their masks off for the pictures, and they can take them back off again for the Grand March. And then after that, it spaces out, and the rest of the night it can be their own discretion. But there's just been so many people who've said, "How can we do this to make it work?" And then we're very optimistic with the capacity of the arena that graduation can come off as normal. We just believe that is possible on Sunday, May 23rd.
Starting to wrap up the school year again, about a month to go in Huron, as Superintendent Terry Nebelsek joins us here, Teacher Appreciation Week for KORNRadio.com. Terry, thanks a lot here, and good luck here for the rest of the month.
Well, thank you. And, you know, with the word teacher appreciation, I'd like to end with the mm-hmm. thought that leadership is a wonderful thing, but none of this is possible without the teachers and the support staff that were courageous to meet those children where they were in the classroom every day. And I'll never forget that.
Yeah, very unique year. And yeah, 2021, a very unique year to say the least. And Huron is Superintendent Terry Nebelsek joins us. Terry, good luck here the rest of the way.
Thank you now.